I just saw the play open up. I saw JD scramble out to the right. I was going to the right and just popped in my hand. So it's a surreal moment.
Anyone said you were waving your arms? Is that what you were doing?
I put my left hand up. I knew I had a open pass available. It seemed like it took forever to get there, but once it landed on my hand, it's a surreal moment.
How many offensive plays have you been in before tonight?
Zero. This is my first offensive experience throughout the year. I've been on special teams, obviously, but this is my first time being on offense.
Were you going to play before that when Mason got hurt, or was that the very first one?
You said what?
Were you going to play before that, or was that the very first one when Mason got hurt?
Oh, no. I when Mason got hurt, I filled in.
Okay.
But what does that say about just kind of walk on and you finally stay ready to get your chance? You've been contributing on special teams, but now...
Coach Leipold and Coach Kotelnicki, they always say, next man up, you got to be ready. And that's how it was, you know, even in practice. We rotate, and I get my reps. And then you don't really know when it's going to happen. Like I said, like Mason went down, we're on the road in Austin, a hostile environment. So, like I said, it's a real moment.
Your teammates say you have some of the best hands on the team.
I leave that up to them, but I'd like to say I got some decent hands, but I'm gonna leave that up to them. That's their debate to take up.
Was the ball going in slow motion?
It felt like it took a while to get there, but I secured it, and right when I secured it, I got rocked by number 14, I think it was. And I just got piled on, so I ran to my parents. Like I said, just a real moment, a great moment.
Your parents were here?
Yeah, shout out to my parents. They travel every single game, Duke, Coastal. They drove 11 and a half hours here. So, like I said, it's just my parents mean a lot.
What'd they say to you?
Just, they love me. They're proud of me. Like I said, being a walk-on. They know I have it in me, and I do too. And like I said, next man up mentality. I took my opportunity, and there it was.
What's been your experience with TD football growing up?
Like I said, I went to multiple games growing up. Like my best memory is when Kerry Meyer caught that touchdown against Mizzou. I was actually in my parents' van listening to it full blast. I was like pumping my fist, and I exactly remember when it happened too. So that, yeah, like I said, a huge KU fan growing up.
Knowing that, I guess, can you speak to what this win does for the program?
I didn't see it. I didn't know until I seen on the scoreboard that it was our first win in Austin ever. And so, obviously, it's a big moment. And I feel like this will help boost our confidence into our next games and into the next seasons as well.
Before today's catch, what was your biggest, best football moment ever that you've been a part of?
I probably have to go back to high school, really. Just my personal moments. I made some great catches in high school as well, but I'd probably say like my freshman year in high school when we advanced to the state game. That was a crazy energy in my hometown. So that's probably my best football memory. My worst one was my senior year in high school, and we lost by 1 point in the sub-state semifinals. So that was tough.
Can you describe your celebration? I think video was one showing you got knocked down, but I don't know maybe it was you.
I don't really even know what happened, to be honest. I got up, like I said, I got crowded on. I ran straight to my parents, and I was just really excited.
Where were they seated relative to where you caught the ball?
On the other end of the field. So after my tiredness, I had to take my 100-yard trot. Well, I'd call it not even a run, but all the way down there and give my dad and mom some love. So,
coaches say anything memorable to you afterwards?
I just went up to him and said, appreciate the opportunity. I'm not going to let you down when I get in there.
Thanks, everyone.